This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so Antonio Brown filed another grievance against the NFL, arguing that he should be afforded the same right provided to other NFL players to have a one-year grace period. This is just crazy. To phase out his helmet in the 2019 season. He claims the NFL is arbitrarily applying rules. Well, he already had that one-year grace period, and that was last year, in accordance and in line with all the other NFL players who kind of like their old helmet as well. Tom Brady has said his vision is compromised just a little bit, but he took last year to kind of get used to everything or try on different helmets or try to figure it all out. Antonio Brown's claim that the NFL is arbitrarily applying rules is, I don't know what his end game is here. And I think that, you know, people say, well, you talk about AB too much, or AB's too big. That's not the case. What is confusing to me is what he's trying to get accomplished. Obviously, he's wanting to wear his old helmet. Okay, I get that. But is it worth all of this? Like, is there something bigger at play? I thought it was to get out of camp.
I still think that's part of it. It's also the attention that comes with this story being recycled every week.
But whenever you're somebody like this, isn't there a time and a place where you get to and you say, it's time to rid yourself of this and focus in on something? Is that week one?
Yeah, well, week one will be when he ends up coming back to play football, I think, full time. And he did report to practice yesterday, I guess. That's when things will return to what passes for normal for Antonio Brown. But that's the problem, is what passes for normal for Antonio Brown is just so far outside the realm of normal to even anybody else in an NFL training camp right now. He's so far removed from what got him to where he was the best wide receiver in football that I honestly wonder, does all this start to compromise, if it hasn't already, how good of a wide receiver is going to be? Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, that's where I am with
There's
it.
No focus. I can't At imagine there's point, much focus on football right
he's
now.
He's escaped all of this to this point. Greatest in the game, practices so hard, does everything right when he's on the field, goes at it, works out. He just put another workout video where he's standing on one foot. He looks to have, it looks like about a 45-pound kettlebell he's holding out on one hand, which is an insane test of physical strength and stability. I mean, it's insane. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to do what he's doing. But at some point, the vortex and the whole Venn diagram needs to get a little bit askew, and this nonsense will impact on field. If it didn't already happen in week 17 last year. But I'm saying when he plays,
right,
it'll affect him being the best player out there. Are we getting close? Like, are we getting there?
I think we're right on the cusp.
Don't we have to be, Chris?
Well, yeah. Big difference is that he had established himself in a rapport with a future Hall of Fame quarterback over a number of seasons here when things started to go off the rails. He's going in with an entirely new cast here, an entirely new quarterback, a new team, a new system, and you would think he would need to get a little bit of work with the system, with the quarterback, and everything else.
To get a rhythm down, yeah.
Yeah, before he can get back to being Antonio Brown that we'd seen over a number of years here.
Yeah, figure out the chemistry with Derek Carter, or whatever his name is. I honestly think this is going to affect his ability to play football this year.
That's when does that come? And I think that's the biggest question at 412-928-9370. I have a feeling we're there. Like, we're there. And not necessarily his ability to interact with other people, because we're already there. Or his inability to make it on time and miss games, because we're already there. But when he's on the field, that that sharpness won't be there because he hasn't paid or hasn't paid the attention to or hasn't given the dedication because this stuff has impacted. Man, in a magical way, kind of, he's been able to escape that to this point.
Right, and to Jim's point, it's because he had chemistry with a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and it's the only quarterback he'd ever known, really. And now he goes to a place where, okay, he may have had a couple offseason workouts with Derek Carr, and he may have been to a couple of training camp practices mm-hmm. so far, but is that going to create more of a ramp-up time? You know, we talked about Le'Veon Bell purposely sitting out preseason games, Adam Gase doing so yesterday. Well, okay, now we're talking about Antonio Brown. Will it make for a longer ramp-up, the at least chemistry-wise, between he and Carr, and really the rest of the offense and how he fits in if you can't game plan for how Brown's going to affect the game?
Let's talk to Eric and Carrick. Eric, good morning. How's everything, Eric? You ready for Steelers season?
I am so ready, and it is so nice that when we talk about the Steelers, we're talking about football, and now it's when we're talking about the Raiders and the Jets that we're talking about the problems that, you know, we were talking about in Pittsburgh last year. Number one, I don't know, but, you know, it's people were saying that maybe Antonio Brown has some concussion issues because it just does not seem like something a normal guy would do. He comes in on a hot air balloon like he's the savior, and then he's doing everything he can to alienate himself from the fans and the team. And even after the GM yesterday or something said, you know, are you all in or you're all out? And then he goes and he files a grievance with the league like he just will not let it go.
Yeah, in a sense, filing a grievance against the league, he's thumbing his nose at his own Players Association because they're the ones that are trying to make the league safer. Like the guy's all over the place.
Well, and what it comes back to, and this is, I think, at the crux of, we played the Rich Eisen rant in Breakfast Bites at the beginning of the show, but I think at the heart of what Rich was saying, and it really is what somebody needs to get through to Antonio Brown, if it's still possible to get through to him, is, listen, you're at your best when you focused on football.
Right.
And not who your personal chef is or, you know, why your feet ended up burnt in a cryotherapy chamber or Instagramming from Paris or this workout or that workout. When you were focused on football and catching 300 balls a day after practice, that's when you were at your best. Find a helmet, go play football, and be the best receiver in the league like you have been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.